Welcome to episode 33 of our Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim, a certified Snowflake user thrilled to dive deep into a pivotal topic today, utilizing OAuth and Azure Private Links in Snowflake. Our discussion will be thorough, aiming to cover all corners of this subject to assist you in acing your certification exam. Today, we embark on a journey through the intricacies of utilizing AWS and Azure Private Links within Snowflake, an area that has become increasingly relevant for organizations seeking to enhance their data security and network architecture. Let's kick off by understanding the fundamental concept of private links. In essence, private links provide a secure private connection between your virtual private cloud, VPC, in AWS or Azure Virtual Network, VNet, and Snowflake, without exposing your data to the public internet. This setup is crucial for maintaining a fortified data environment. Moreover, the adoption of private links facilitates the reduction of potential attack surfaces as data traffic is confined to the provider's network, bypassing the public internet altogether. Another noteworthy advantage is the improved network performance and reliability, since the connection is direct and not subject to the unpredictability of internet traffic. Now, let's delve into the specifics of implementing AWS and Azure Private Links in Snowflake. Firstly, in AWS, the process involves creating an AWS Private Link endpoint within your VPC. This endpoint serves as a bridge connecting your AWS resources to Snowflake. Secondly, for Azure users, the implementation requires establishing an Azure Private Link service in your VNet, a similar concept to AWS's, but tailored for the Azure AS ecosystem. Establishing these links not only elevates your security, but also simplifies network architecture by mitigating complexities often associated with traditional VPNs or dedicated circuits. Furthermore, managing private links in Snowflake demands awareness of networking and security group configurations. Importantly, for AWS, security group rules must permit inbound and outbound traffic between your VPC and Snowflake. Similarly, Azure necessitates proper setup of network security group NSG rules to ensure seamless connectivity. Mastery of these nuances is essential for optimizing your Snowflake environment's security and efficiency. Additionally, Snowflake offers comprehensive documentation and templates to streamline the setup process for both AWS and Azure Private Links. Leveraging these resources can significantly ease the configuration efforts, allowing you to focus on more strategic tasks. Moving on, the transition to utilizing private links within Snowflake does not come without its challenges and considerations. For instance, the initial setup and configuration may seem daunting, and there's a learning curve to understand the necessary adjustments in your network settings. Furthermore, cost implications should be considered, as private links may incur additional charges from your cloud provider. Nonetheless, the investment in private links is often justified by the heightened security and improved network performance they offer. In conclusion, embracing AWS and Azure Private Links in Snowflake is a strategic move for any organization prioritizing data security and network efficiency. As we wrap up this deep dive, remember that understanding and implementing private links is a significant step forward in your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification journey. Be sure to leverage Snowflake's resources and, if necessary, consult with experts to navigate the more complex aspects of this topic. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul-Hakim, on this in-depth exploration. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to unlock the secrets of mastering Snowflake. Good luck with your certification preparation, and remember, knowledge is power.